then said to him, heedful Penelope, "Ah, stranger, would these words of yours might be fulfilled. Soon should you know my kindness and many a gift from me, and every man you met would call you blessed." So they conversed together. Meanwhile, before the palace of Odysseus, the suitors were making merry, throwing the discus and the hunting spear upon the level pavement, holding riot as of old. But now, when it was dinner time, and from the fields around the flocks returned, the shepherds leading who were wont to lead, then Medon spoke, a man most loved of all the pages, one who was ever present at their feasts. "Now, lads, since all your hearts are cheered with sports, come to the house and let us lay the table. One's dinner at the proper time is no bad thing." He spoke, and up they sprang and went to heed his words. And entering the stately buildings, they threw their coats upon the couches and the chairs, and they began to kill great sheep and fatted goats, to kill sleek pigs and the heifer of the herd, and so to make their meal. Meanwhile, at the farm, Odysseus and the noble swineherd were making ready to depart to town. And thus began the swineherd, the overseer. "Stranger, so you desire to go to town today, just as my master ordered, though I myself would rather leave you as a watchman for the farm. But of him I stand in fear and awe, lest he hereafter chide me. Hard is a master's censure. Come then and let us go. The day is passing. It'll be colder by and by toward night." Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "I see, I understand, you speak to one who knows. Let us go on, and all the way be you my guide. But give me a stick, if you have one cut to lean upon, for you said the road was rough." He spoke, and round his shoulders slung his miserable wallet full of holes, which hung upon a cord. Aeneas gave the staff desired, and so the two set forth. But dogs and herdsmen stayed behind to keep the farm. Unto the town Eumaeus led his lord, like an old and wretched beggar leaning upon a staff. Upon his back were miserable clothes. Now, as they walked along the rugged road, nearing the city, they reached a stone-built fountain running clear, from which the townsfolk draw their water, a fountain made by Ithacus, by Neritus and Polyctor. There was a grove of stream-fed poplars encircling it, and from the rock above ran the cool water, while at the top was built an altar to the nymphs, where all who passed made offerings. Here the son of Dolius, Melanthius, met them, driving the goats that were the best of all the flock to make the suitors' dinner. Two herdsmen followed after. Seeing Eumaeus and Odysseus, he broke into abuse, and speaking to them used rude and indecent words, which stirred Odysseus' blood. "Now, sure enough, the vile man leads the vile. As ever, God brings like and like together. Where are you carrying that glutton, you good-for-nothing swineherd, that nasty beggar to make mischief at our feasts? A man to stand and rub his back on many doors and tease for scraps of food, but not for swords and cauldrons. If you would let me have him for a watchman at my farm, to be a stable cleaner and fetch fodder to the kids, he might, by drinking whey, grow a big thigh. But no, for he has learned bad ways and will not turn to work. He will prefer to beg about the town, teasing for stuff to feed his greedy maw. But this I tell you, and it shall be done. If he comes near the house of princely Odysseus, many a footstool, from men's hands flying round his head, his ribs shall rub as he is knocked about the house.